Good morning and welcome to this family service on this Sunday of Prisons Week.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Amen.
The processional hymn, "To God be the glory, great things he has done."
This is the 19th Sunday after Trinity.
Being the second Sunday in October, it has also been designated Prisons Sunday at the beginning of Prisons Week. Prisons Week is above all a week of prayer for all who are, willingly or not, connected to the criminal justice system. And this morning, we bring our prayers for those in prison, all who are victims of crime, the families of both offenders and victims, and with them for our communities affected by the reality and the fear of crime, and all who work in prisons or with former offenders and in the wider criminal justice world. But first of all, we bring before God our own disobedience to his will, all that is amiss in our lives, and all for which we seek God's forgiveness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments, we have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone, be strong in the Holy Spirit, and live for God. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands.
Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all, healing pain and sickness, blessing children small, washing weary feet, and saving those who fall. Jesus' hands were
Collect of the Day. O God, without you we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, you offer freedom to all people. We pray for those in prison. Break the bonds of fear and isolation that exist. Support with your love prisoners and their families and friends, prison staff, and all who care. Heal those who have been wounded by the actions of others, especially the victims of crime. Help us to forgive one another, to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly together with Christ in his strength and in his spirit, now and every day. Amen. A reading from the letter to the Colossians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. As does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he come to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, greets you. These are the only ones of the circumcision among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you. He is always wrestling in his prayers on your behalf, so that you may stand mature and fully assured in everything that God wills. For I testify for him that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you read also the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see that you complete the task that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. The hymn, praise him, praise him, everybody praise him.
Thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, as I said at the outset, and it's also been reflected in our reading today, that this is the beginning of an annual series of days in the life of the church, Prisons Week.
Prisons Week began originally in England and Wales back in 1975. And the then Prisons Week Committee, which consisted of prison chaplains and others involved in work with prisoners and their families, was formed to encourage prayer within the churches and the wider Christian community for the needs of prisoners, of course, but also the victims of crime and those who work in prisons. And they produced a prayer and information leaflet for use on the designated Prisoners' Sunday, with the week observed until the following Saturday. Since then, of course, this has been extended to Scotland and to Northern Ireland, and the patronage of Prisons Week is very much supported by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Archbishop of Westminster, the Archbishop of Wales, the moderator of the Free Churches Group, and of course our own Archbishop of Armagh. Prisons Week became a registered charity in 1995, seeking to focus all those involved and affected by prison, as we include prisoners' families, the victims of crime, prison staff, and those working in other parts of criminal justice, and indeed many volunteers. So the week is now firmly established in the life of all our churches. Above all, as we'll see in the service later, Prisons Week raises awareness and generates prayer. It motivates volunteers to step forward and give their time and gifts in prisons and in their own communities. Obviously, in the circumstances of the present time, that involvement is extremely limited, but it remains there. And above all, this week continues to provide an annual focus and reason for Christians to work together, motivating to make a difference for people who, we say, are out of sight and often out of mind. In the Gospels, Jesus encourages us to ask of God, trusting that our Father in heaven is one who wishes to give good things to those who ask. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. The imagery of doors, and indeed of gates, is very strong for any who have been in prison, as we would observe even on scenes of prison on TV programs or films. In most prisons, a constant banging of doors, clanging of gates, clinking of keys. When I was a prison chaplain, I remember very well having to go through the main gate, then the initial entrance door, through an electronic turnstile to the search area, through another door to a long corridor, and walking to another turnstile, and walking through another locked door in order to get to the chaplain's office. And there was a similar routine whenever one went on the wing. And so today we pray that doors may be opened, for the opening of those doors that lead into places of restoration of forgiveness and healing, of opportunity and contribution. In short, doors that lead to a future with hope. A future with hope for us all. In our reading this morning from the letter to the Colossians, Paul was reminding his readers of the group within, prisoners for their faith, and requiring prayers and support, even as they support him. God's will and intention for all his people is freedom, the freedom to be the people he created them to be. As a prison chaplain, I worked with people who often found it hard to believe that God had any interest in them or their lives. They struggled with the concept that they were made in the image of God and did not dare to hope that they might have a future in God which does not involve crime, arrest, and imprisonment. In the same way, those whose lives have been marred by crime and its effects, or whose work brings them into daily contact with its destructiveness, often they struggle to see a new future in which the promise of freedom in Christ might be fulfilled. Each Sunday in the prison in which I worked, there was a service for prisoners. The various chaplains took it on a rota. I would always have asked the prisoners in attendance if they would like to choose the middle hymn. We sang three hymns. This would have been the middle hymn. And nearly always there was a response. It was a case of first come, first served. Sometimes it took a bit long for someone to make a suggestion, but other times it was quite immediate. And I remember on this particular Sunday, some wag amongst the prisoners, and I said, "Has anyone a suggestion of a hymn or a song we might sing today?" And he put up his hand and said, "Please release me." This Prisons Week, we give thanks for the freedom, the release which God offers and is available to all, even to those whose liberty has been temporarily or permanently taken away by society. And as in this service, we pray together for all those who come into contact with the criminal justice system in any way, we share in that work of establishing God's covenant of redemption, that each person, precious to God, might discover what freedom can truly mean for them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God the Son? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in God the Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This is the faith of the Church. The hymn, O the love of my Lord is the essence of all that I love here on earth. Let us pray. God of justice and mercy, you are always ready to forgive and to restore. Have mercy on all those in prison. Bring hope to the broken, and be present through the hours, days, months, and years of long or short sentences. May all know that you alone are holy, and in you alone is perfect forgiveness, newness, and fullness of life. Lord, in your mercy. God of love and mercy, be present to all who have been the victims of crime, that we may know the comforting support of your presence. In your mercy, teach us to be gentle with ourselves and with one another. Lead us and heal us in our journey to new life and hope. Help us to remember that you are always with us to the end of time. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace and strength, show your mercy on all those whose loved ones struggle to build new lives from the shame and darkness of offending,
or from the distress and brokenness of being the victims of the harm caused by crime. Let your grace and mercy rule in their lives, bringing encouragement and healing from all that has gone wrong, and the assurance of growth and peace for the future. Lord, in your mercy. God of perfect love and mercy, look on us, your children, as we seek to build your kingdom in our communities. Give us the gifts that we need to build one another up, to be good neighbors, helping us all to meet our potential. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us that we might know your forgiveness and peace. Help us to show your mercy to one another as we seek the best you have to offer for each one of us. Lord, in your mercy. God of power and might, our strength and support, have mercy on all those who work in prison. Give to them grace and courage to persevere, the desire to seek new ways to serve you faithfully, to recognize your presence in every situation, and to make your love and mercy known to all. Lord, in your mercy. God of all wisdom and grace, give to those who administer justice both the strength and mercy, wisdom and grace to know their need of your mercy, and strength to fulfill their task and to meet the needs of all those who come before them. May they recognize their dependence on you and their need of you in all their work. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, Lord of our life, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A hymn for Prisons Week. Eternal God, we come with prayer. Equal care for all.
blessings of your saving name be known in this our day. Your kingdom come, O Prince of Peace, to burst oppression's chain, where hatred, crime, and conflict cease, and grace and mercy reign.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Recessional hymn, O for 1,000 tongues to sing my dear Redeemer's praise.
God, assist me to proclaim, to spread throughout the world abroad the honors of thy name.
The power of God, hold and lead us.
May I thank you for your presence with us at this online family service. We do appreciate very much your participation in it. Items for the food bank may be left in church today. Sunday next, the 20th Sunday after Trinity, there will be an online service on the parish website from 10 o'clock. Services in church next Sunday will be parish communion in Annahilt at 10 o'clock, with Sunday school meeting in the hall at 10 o'clock. In Mara Hamlet, Sunday school will meet at 11 o'clock in the parochial hall. The service in church will be morning prayer at 12 noon. And this year's Harvest Festival services in Mara Hamlet will be on Sunday, the 24th of October. Thank you.